This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says Coloradans still need to be extremely careful as the state slowly returns to work after the statewide stay-at-home order ends on Sunday. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Social distancing restrictions meant to fight the spread of COVID-19 will start to relax next week. Businesses with one-on-one services, like salons, can open, and elective surgeries can also resume. But today, Polis used a skiing metaphor to urge caution.
If we're falling down left and right on that green circle, it does mean back to the bunny hill. It means that some of the things that we're doing have to be further restricted because people aren't doing them in a safe way.
Polis says people should keep wearing masks and still stay at home as much as possible. He says the state plans to share more guidelines soon. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Officials at Denver International Airport say passenger traffic continues to decline. They say TSA checkpoint screenings are down 95% from the same time last year. Last week, DIA had about 625 flights a day, and that's about 1,000 fewer than usual. Officials are also announcing new social distancing protections at DIA, including plexiglass barriers and face masks. RTD says the N-Line commuter rail is on track to open later this year. The line will connect downtown Denver to the northern suburbs, including North Glen and Thornton. Paul Ballard is RTD's general manager.
We are working towards a fall, late summer startup, and we're in very good shape for doing that.
The line was supposed to open 2 years ago, but it hit construction delays. And coming up, nearly a million Colorado students aren't heading into their usual classrooms. Some teachers are using technology to engage students, as well as some unusual teaching techniques.
Sweet chemistry.
0.75 grams of calcium chloride.
Once it's all dissolved, my compound.
You can tune into our story about how some teachers are working long hours and going all out for their students in just about 10 minutes. You're listening to All Things Considered on this Wednesday afternoon, or is it evening? I don't know. Either way, I'm May Ortega, and thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to CPR News.